President Bush's focus on overhauling Social Security raises the question of how well workers have done in making use of that other well-known type of federally subsidized retirement savings, the 401k. In theory, a 401k retirement account is a good deal. It's money you can save without paying income taxes on it. It's money that will grow over the years if invested wisely. And in many cases, an employer matches personal contributions. Bridget Madrian is professor of business and public policy at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. When we spoke with her late last week, she explained the role of 401k accounts for young employees and for older workers.
Most people who are retiring today actually aren't getting most of their money from the 401k plan. Many of them still have a traditional pension, and the 401k is something off on the side. They're not living entirely off of that. So it's the retirees coming up in the next 10, 15, 20 years who are going to have, for many of them, most of their retirement income is going to be from money that they have saved on their own.
What fraction of workers take part in savings, and how does that vary with the age of workers?
In aggregate, among workers in companies who offer 401k plan, about 70% of them are participating. But not all companies offer a 401k plan. So if you look at workers as a whole, the number who are in a plan is going to be much lower. Participation is highly correlated with age. So older workers are indeed more likely to participate in a 401k plan than our younger workers. But even amongst older workers who are getting close to retirement, you still see substantial rates of non-participation.
I'm struck by having heard a lot of references that young workers do not believe that Social Security will be there for them.
Mm-hmm.
Putting aside whether they're right or wrong, it surprises me that more of them then are not participating in their own retirement savings through a 401k. What are the reasons?
I think a big factor is just procrastination. When you look at it objectively, they should be saving for retirement. If they can start saving when they're young, the power of compound interest means that they will have to save less proportionately over their lifetimes to fund their retirement. But as a practical matter, you know, most 20-year-olds, even 30-year-olds, they're not thinking about retirement. It's so far off. It's not a salient thing. It's not like paying your taxes where there's a deadline every year. You've got to decide how much to save for your retirement by April 15th or someone's going to come and get you. It's a tough decision, especially if you're a young worker and you don't have a lot of experience managing your own money. If you don't know what a money market fund is and a stock fund is and a bond fund and all of that, and you have to sit down and allocate your investments across 20 different options in the plan, that's a daunting task. And as a consequence, we see lower participation rates and among young workers, very low participation rates.
Are there any lessons from the 401k experience that apply to the debate over private Social Security accounts?
Yes, I think there are some important lessons, and I think the most important one is that as you think about designing the system, given the fact that individuals are not all financially sophisticated, they don't know how to make prudent decisions, and in some cases they don't want to be in charge of their own financial matters. They'd like someone else to give them some good advice, that designing a system where good outcomes happen with little effort can have, you know, a tremendous impact. Thinking, for example, about where does the money go in voluntary private accounts, choosing a sensible default fund versus, say, a low-yielding money market fund is going to make a big difference in the long term. And I think that it's easy for companies to set up 401k plans that lead to better outcomes for their workers, and that you can design institutions that make good things happen with little effort. And that's true for 401k plans, and I'm guessing that's going to be true for voluntary personal accounts and Social Security.
If it happens.
If it happens.
Bridget Madrian is a professor of business and public policy at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. Thank you very much.
Thank you.